You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
Welcome, chiropractors. Today, we're going to be going over the 2022 internet marketing plan for your practice so you can dominate and crush your goals this year. We want to see you grow. We want to see you take your practice to the next level. So we actually have been putting together a 7-step program, actionable steps that you can take today to get your practice on a path to grow and crush your new patient numbers this year. So we're not going to waste any time. We're going to dive right into this. We want you to get a lot of value out of these steps. So we're going to just jump right into it. And before we get to the 7 steps, we wanted to quickly just talk about the importance that it is to have a really robust digital strategy. We have a little graphic on the screen here if you're watching the video. And basically, what we're describing here is the patient journey, which is different for every patient from when they first experience a problem or a symptom to that point where they decide that they're going to go see a chiropractor and book an appointment. The steps that they take, the journey that they decide to go through is different for everybody, which is why when you talk about your digital footprint and your online efforts, it's super important to make sure that you're taking into account all of the different channels and how they play a role in pushing people to that point where they come and see you at your office. So the 7 steps are going to include, each of these primary channels that help drive that patient journey. And we're going to go through those steps. So step number one is looking at your website. So it's easy to put together a website. Websites are not hard to make. There's lots of DIY tools out there. There's lots of inexpensive website people out there that will build a site for you. But really, take a good look at your website and making sure that it's actually doing you justice and helping you hit your goals. The website is the foundation for your digital presence. So making sure that your website is built really, really well to hit those goals is going to do wonders for your online efforts. Typically with a website, there are 3 primary goals to help your practice and its growth. The first is to be found. Your website, if it's out there, it's really there to help make people find your practice when they're out there looking for help. So it needs to be built in a way where people can find it. Typically, that's going to be on Google, like optimizing it for those search results pages on Google or maybe Bing. That's goal number one. You need to be found. The second goal of your website is to educate patients. So there's a ton of misinformation as well as a ton of patients who don't even know what chiropractic care is or the value that it can have on their overall health. So your website should be educating them what you do, how you do it, and why it's valuable, how it helps solve their problems. That education piece is going to really help position you as the go-to authority, the doctor that can help make their life better, answer questions before they even pick up the phone and call you. That's going to help nurture them and get them to buy into the power that chiropractic can have on their health. And then the third goal is to convert, get people to take that next step, clicking on a call to action that's going to help them fill out a form, book an appointment, pick up the phone and call you. You know, those actions that are going to help them get into your practice. Is your website designed to convert? So really look at your website, make sure that it's optimized for search engines. There's lots of SEO tools that you can go out there and run analysis and audits to see how your website's performing. Make sure that it's there and educating your patients. Goal number two, educate. Make sure that you have really good content. You have pages dedicated for every service and every symptom, and you're pushing out educational material through your website. to help nurture those patients that are not sure if chiropractic is right for them. And then make sure that you are converting. Make sure that you have good calls to action. You give people lots of different ways that they can convert on your website, so that way they can take that next step and actually get into your office. So step number one, take a look at your website. Make sure that it's well built and established in a way that's going to help you achieve your goals as a practice. So once you have your website established and you're in a really good place with your site, the next step is to start promoting your website online. How many different ways can you pull people into your website, get traffic to come to you on your website? The more people in your area you can get on your website, the better. They're going to be seeing you. They're going to be seeing your name. They're going to be seeing your material. They're going to be learning about chiropractic, all really positive things. So if we look at the population in your area, or really the world, you can pretty much bucket them into two primary buckets. The first bucket is going to be this, what we call educated. These are educated patients, meaning that they already understand the power that chiropractic care has. They're either familiar with it, or maybe they already understand that they have a need. They're having back pain that can be resolved. They're having migraines that can be resolved. They've identified that there is a solution for this problem that they're having, and they can go out there and find that solution. And that typically is going to be taking place on the Google channel or any search engines. They're out there actively seeking that. So we have a program and steps for you to take on the Google side. And then the second bucket online is going to be all of these people that are driving by your practice every day. They're already out there experiencing headaches and migraines, experiencing back pain, and they just don't know that you have the solution. You can provide care for them that will solve those symptoms and those problems that they're experiencing and elevate their health and make their life better. They don't know that. So we have to teach them that. We call this the uninformed bucket because they're just not familiar with the power that chiropractic care can have. So we go after those patients and those people in your community through social media. And we have a program built around that and steps that you can take to start executing on that. We'll go over that next. So now that we understand the two buckets of people out there, the educated versus the uninformed, we're going to build strategies around pulling these people into the office. So the first bucket, the educated bucket, we, you know, suggest looking at how you're performing on search engines, primarily Google. You want to dominate the Google search results page. If you look at a Google search results page, there are three primary sections. I'm actually, for those watching the video, I am going to pull it up on my screen an example. So I just did a search for chiropractor near me, and you can see this on my screen here. The top section of a Google search results page are these ads. So you actually see like this little ad icon next to it. These are paid placements. So you actually, how these work is you go to Google and you say, hey, listen, here are all the keywords that I want my listing to show up at the top. So when someone types that in, I want my listing here at the very top. When someone clicks on that listing, you pay Google a small fee for that click. Usually it's somewhere between the $4 to $12 range, depending on the market that you're in, the competitiveness of that specific keyword. But that $4 to $12 is worth the ad spend because this person was already actively looking. You know, this search example is chiropractor near me, but you know, it could be chiropractor in your city. You know, insert your city. It could be back pain treatment near me. It could be scoliosis treatment near me. It could be migraine treatment near me. Like there's so many different keywords that people are searching for on Google. They're out there actively looking for care, and Google Ads puts you in the top position on the search results page. You pay a little bit money for those clicks, but those clicks convert at a really high rate because they're already looking. So really prime real estate to be in the Google ad. So that's slot number one. Slot number two on the Google search results page is going to be the Google map pack. So again, on my screen, I just scroll down a little bit. You'll see like a map with some business listings. These are driven by Google My Business. So you probably have a Google My Business listing. And if you optimize that listing correctly, if you drive reviews, if you're posting on a regular basis, if you're adding photos, all of the positive signals for your Google My Business listing, you can climb the ranks. And the top three listings are going to show up on the search results page. So your goal is to get into this. It's called the map pack, the top three business listings. There sometimes is a location that is an ad that's typically an extension of someone who is running Google Ads. So that's a great extension to have as part of your Google ad campaigns. But the other listings are organic. So you need to earn those over time by doing all of the right tactics with your Google My Business listing, having all the positive signals for Google to help build that authority and get you to rank higher. And then if you scroll a little bit below that, you have websites. This is how your websites rank organically. So if you're doing all the right things on your website that we talked about in step one, you're going to hopefully show up high here on the search results page, doing all the SEO related content generation and the technical, you know, aspects of the back end of your site to help get you positioned well on Google for the organic listings. So Google Ads, the top part, get about 19% of clicks for local searches. And then the Google Map Pack, the Google My Business listings, that gets about 52% of the local search clicks, which is a huge chunk of volume. So super, super important to be focused on there. And then the websites get about the remaining 29% of clicks. So each section is vitally important. You want to position yourself at the top in all three areas, because this allows you to, regardless of where that user scrolls, they're going to see you. They're going to see you at the top with your ads. They're going to see you in the middle with the map pack, with your business listing, and they're going to see you towards the bottom with your website organically ranking at the top. So that's the Google domination strategy. And that is tip number two and three is your Google program. So tip number one is Google Ads. That's the paid placements. And, you know, tip number three is going to be that SEO strategy, the map pack, the website rankings, you know, have something in place to dominate the organic rankings. So that way your business is pulling in all of that traffic for people who are already actively looking. So recap so far, actionable item number one, look at your website, make sure that is, you know, up to par. Actionable item number two, start running Google Ads. Actionable item number three is your SEO strategy, making sure that you're taking the necessary steps online to build your organic rankings on the Google search results page. Okay. So actionable item number four, tip number four for 2022 is going to be social ads. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen chiropractic ads. Maybe you've run some for your practice. A lot of offices struggle with this. There's kind of this misconception out there that you can go out there and run a new patient special and all of a sudden you're going to have floods of new leads coming in and patients coming in the door left and right. And unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way. In fact, more often than not, it doesn't work that way. You have to think about social media a little bit differently. If you go back to the part where we were talking about the population and splitting them into two different groups, the educated people, the people already looking for care, are on Google. We talked about that. We have a Google strategy in place. We're positioning ourselves well on Google. The second bucket is the uninformed. If people are not familiar with chiropractic care and you just show up in their feed with a new patient special, they have no idea what that is, what it means, how it's going to impact their life. Your conversions are going to be low on that. The lead quality is going to be low. People are not going to show up. People are not going to commit to the long-term care because they're just not educated enough. They just don't understand. So we have to think about social media a little bit differently. A lot of offices run these lead conversion ads with a new patient special, and then they end up with all these terrible leads. They're trying to chase down patients to get them in the office, and they spin their wheels, not really getting a lot of traction. It's a waste of spend. It's a waste of, you know, your ad money. It's a waste of your time trying to generate patients out of these poor quality leads. So let's think about it differently. If you look at a traditional sales funnel, the top of that funnel is awareness. You have to make people aware. And what that means in this space is that we have to teach people the power of chiropractic. We have to connect the dots. We have to say, hey, if you're experiencing X, Y, and Z symptoms, we have all these great, you know, holistic natural solutions through chiropractic care that can help you solve these problems that you're experiencing every day. How we do that is we run ads with education material. You know, what works best for education material is video. You can write posts and post pictures, but nothing beats video. People love consuming video on social media. It's what hooks them in. They consume it much easier. It's less work. They absorb that information. It's memorable for them. So what we suggest is you got to get yourself on camera. You need to invest a little bit of your time and a little bit of effort into recording yourself. You can just use your phone and create educational content. There's a lot of, it can be really nerve-wracking to record yourself and getting yourself on camera. I'm personally not someone who likes their picture taken and being on camera and stuff, but there's so much value in overcoming those obstacles and putting yourself out there. And it's going to do so many things for you. The first thing is that you're going to be able to educate your community better on the power of chiropractic care. You're going to be able to teach people what you can do for them. The second thing that's going to happen is you're going to drive awareness of you and your brand and your name. So if you run enough videos, all of a sudden you're going to start becoming this local celebrity because people are seeing you in your videos online all the time. So there's a lot of power to that because now you start building credibility and authority for people who may have not considered chiropractic care before. Now, when you run video ads, what's really great about this is that you can actually retarget the people that engage with you. So if you put out a video that is about headaches and you talk about where headaches come from, tips to reduce headaches and how you treat headaches, now all of a sudden, the person who watches that, you know that they have a level of interest. They wouldn't have watched that headache video if they didn't have some level of interest of reducing headaches, or maybe they know someone that has headaches. They would only engage if they have some level of interest. So now that you know that they have some level of interest, you can retarget them. You can put them in this bucket and start pushing more and more content to that same person. Maybe the first week you teach them about headaches, and then the second week you teach them about back pain, and then the third week you teach them about carpal tunnel or whatever the case is. Keep feeding them more and more content by retargeting them. So that's the second bucket on the second step on the sales funnel. The top, you have awareness. Once you start driving some awareness and people are engaging with you, now they're at this next level of people who are interested, the people who engaged with you, the people who watched your video, read your article, visited your website. They only took those actions because they had some level of interest. So let's nurture that. Take that audience, take the people that are engaging and retarget them over and over and over again. Feed them more and more content. And then eventually those people are going to make a decision. They're going to decide chiropractic care is right for me. I'm going to book an appointment, or they're going to decide it's not right for them. And you know, they fall off. But the point is that those leads that come in through engaging with your content over and over again are going to be significantly better quality because now they're educated. They know who you are. They've seen your face. They've seen your name. They know your practice. They are much more likely to actually commit to care. They're buying into you. They're buying into the chiropractic lifestyle. They're making that step to better their life. And that's why those quality of leads are so much better. You have to nurture and warm up this audience through educational content and awareness building. And that works really, really well through video. Not only that, but video ads are really inexpensive to run. You can run just a few bucks a day and you can get a lot of traction over a period of time. So go out there and run social ads. Do it a little bit differently. Start at the top of the funnel. Run educational content, get yourself on camera, nurture them through retargeting, and then convert them through lead generation. And then, of course, once you get into your office, you want to turn them into promoters, right? Now they're referring in their friends and family and whoever's in their circle of influence because you've made such a positive impact on their life. So step number four, social media ads, but think about it differently. Go out there and get yourself recording videos and push that out there. Okay. Actionable item number five. This is going to be one you've probably heard before, but patient reviews. Generating reviews more consistently. So you probably have some reviews, maybe some testimonials on your website, but this is taking it to the next level. And how you do that is you first need to start automating your review collection. You know, there's some marketing softwares out there that do that. We have one that we use with our clients called ChiroPipe. I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but you need to automate this. Every time someone leaves your practice, you should be texting them automatically without anybody having to do it manually. Hey, hope you had a great experience. Here's a link to leave a review. And what this does is that now you're consistently giving people an easy opportunity to leave a review. And you'll be shocked by how many more reviews you'll collect just by automating this. If you have a marketing software that plugs into your EHR, you can automate this really easily. Even if it doesn't plug into your EHR, you can still use some type of system to text people as they check out. So that way they're getting those text messages in their in those emails to leave a review. Make it super easy for them. Give them the link. Start generating reviews consistently by automating it. And then the second step to this is you need to respond to every review. So you should have something in place where when you get a new review, you get notified and you can quickly respond to that review. This is key for several reasons. One, it helps with your search engine rankings. Google wants to see that you're responsive. If someone posts a review on your Google listing and you don't respond to it, regardless if it's positive or negative, that's going to look not great for your reputation and Google will rank you lower. They want to see that you're engaging with your people. With your patients, the people that are leaving reviews on your listing. If it's a positive review, thank them for leaving a review. If it's a negative review, respond professionally. Don't argue with them. Just say, hey, sorry you had a bad experience. We'd like to make it right. Please contact us so we can, you know, work out arrangements to make your experience better. Respond to every single review, regardless if it's positive or negative. This is going to help with the search engine rankings, but also the second piece of that is it helps with future patients that are reading your reviews. They'll browse through reviews. Maybe they'll look at some negative ones to see how it was handled. They'll see how many positive reviews that you have. They're going to see if you're monitoring this. They're going to see if you're responding. And they want to see that you are responding because what that tells them is that you care. You care about their experience and you're paying attention to how patients are experiencing your practice. So if patients see you having lots of reviews come in consistently and you're responding to all of those, that's it's more likely that they're going to trust you and your practice to take care of them. So automate your review collection, use software, and then respond to all the reviews that come in. This is reputation management. So step number five, patient reviews. Get that going. Okay, number six, this is your referral program. Lots of offices grow significantly through referrals. But what we want to focus on this year is being more intentional about driving referrals. Most referral programs for chiropractic offices are passive. You have someone that just genuinely mentions that they're working with you at their work or with their family. And sometimes, you know, you get referrals that trickle in from that. If you spend a little bit of effort in being more intentional about referrals, you will grow your referral base significantly. So let's talk about, you know, some different ways you can do that. The first is you gotta have in-office conversations with your patients. You know, plant the seeds early and then nurture that referral conversation as you get to know them more and more. As you learn about their friends and family and where they work and all those type of things, like you have to have those referral conversations in your office. Sometimes that's challenging because you don't want to come across like salesy, like you're a doctor, you want to be professional. But as long as you can do it in a genuine manner, it's going to be greatly beneficial to have those conversations in the office because it's going to keep them, you know, engaged with promoting your practice through their circle of influence. So have those in-office conversations. One great way to do this is to have referral cards. That's, you know, recommendation number two. We actually do these like cards that you can order. And on the card, it gives them like a special offer for anybody that they refer. And it says something like, you know, give this to somebody that you care about and might need some help with. Maybe they're experiencing, you know, one of those symptoms that you taught them about. And, you know, they can give those cards out to their friends and family or people at work. And when they come in, they can redeem that special offer by handing in that referral card. Those referral cards are great ways to put that responsibility onto your patients, because now when you hand them a few of those referral cards, they have to make a decision with that card. They either have to go hand it out to someone or they have to throw it away. Otherwise, it's going to sit in their car or sit on their countertop for, you know, X amount of weeks or months before they end up making one of those decisions. But at least it keeps you top of mind by, you know, giving them a takeaway that they bring with them and have to make an actionable, you know, step with that physical card. So get some referral cards. You can get them printed really cheaply. You know, we can get you some. We have a cool program for that. Okay, so step number three of this is using email and texting to blast out to your patients asking for referrals. And when I say ask for referrals, again, you want to, you know, use your language appropriately. Hey, if you know anyone that could use help that you care about, we happen to have this promotion. Feel free to send this to them. By communicating in their inbox and through texting, you are creating a personable connection with them. And you're also, again, a reminder that's outside of the office. So when they're not physically in the office, you're kind of, you know, pinging them to say, hey, just remember, like, this is available for your friends and your family and your people at work. If you come across anybody, please let them know about this thing. And there's a lot of value in having that type of communication with your patients outside of the office. So use a system to do emailing, use a system to do texting, preferably, you know, one that does both, and use those campaigns to promote your referral program. And then number four is you can also do digital forms. So this is a great way where if you are having a conversation with someone and they mention that someone has a friend or family member or someone at work that could use chiropractic care, you can, you know, quickly have them fill out a digital form. Maybe you carry on an iPad, or maybe it's at the checkout stand or whatever the case is. They can just punch in the person's information. And when they hit submit, you now have that lead right off the get-go. And you can even set up automation to automatically text that person, say, hey, I spoke with so-and-so and they said you might be interested or could use some help with, you know, chiropractic care or whatever symptom they're experiencing. You can automate that a little bit through that digital form. So now you have a lead you can follow up with, or your team can, and you can automate that reach out through a digital form. So it has to be appropriate when to use that, but using a tool like that helps guide that conversation and helps being more intentional about collecting that referral. And then, of course, number five is promotional offers. Lots of offices will run like a new patient special. That can be powerful as part of your referral program and give a little bit incentive for your existing patients to refer another patient, because it'll be giving them like a discounted offer for that first visit. So be a little bit more intentional about your referral program. Think about how you want to position it in your office and the activities and steps that you want to take to promote that referral program. Okay, so that was action item number six. Number seven is going to be implementing marketing software. So marketing software can do a lot of really cool things for you. And there's lots of different, like, you know, solutions out there. Preferably find one that's specific for the chiropractic space, because there's really good ones out there. We use one for our clients called ChiroPipe. This does some really cool things. I'll list out some, you know, features that should be important for your practice to help streamline and automate and track and grow your practice. Okay, so one, online appointment booking. Having an online calendar on your website or a link that you can send to people to book online is super valuable. There's lots of people who don't like picking up the phone. There's lots of people who don't like filling out contact forms because they never hear back from people. So if you can give them the option to book online, you're gonna see an increase in your bookings and conversion rates, because now you've taken out the friction for them to pick a day and time, because they don't have to speak to someone. They don't have to wait for an email back. They can just do it. So having a software that allows you to take online bookings is going to greatly increase your conversion rates. So look into that. Number two, if you have an online booking system, using appointment reminders, being able to send out a text message or an email or both that reminds people about their appointments will reduce your no-show rates. People will either reschedule ahead of time or it will remind them to make sure that they get in and make arrangements to be at your office on time. So using appointment reminders can be super valuable. Number three, two-way texting. People, again, don't like picking up the phone. They don't like to submit forms. So if you can text back and forth with your patients one-on-one, there's going to be tons of value with that. People can communicate quickly. It's convenient. It's efficient. Set up a two-way texting system that allows you to communicate back and forth with your patients. Four, we talked about this one, review collection. Your marketing software should help you automate you collecting reviews, preferably in a way where after they leave for their appointment, it automatically texts them. So use a software for that. Call tracking, track every inbound phone call, track where it came from, what campaign they clicked on. You want to see what's driving phone calls for your practice. Phone calls are big. You know, a lot of people do still pick up the phone. And when they do, you want to know where they came from. Where is your money being spent on your digital program that's helping drive those phone calls? Okay, and then number six, website chat widget. This doesn't necessarily mean it's live chat, so you don't have to have someone behind a desk that's, you know, actively answering every single inquiry that comes in immediately. This is basically a little form that is in the that's stylized as a chat widget. And when someone clicks on it, it looks like it's going to be a live interaction, but it's a quick little form that they fill out. You'd be shocked on how many more people will fill that out instead of your contact form. Your lead volume will go up just because you have a little chat widget on your website. And then number seven, lead and pipeline tracking. So every inbound lead that comes in, regardless if they came in from Google or your website or the chat widget, or they called you or they messaged you on Facebook, or they filled out a lead form on Facebook, or they hit a funnel page, or whatever the case is, you got to have a centralized place to track all of these leads. You want to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks and someone's following up with them. Preferably, your marketing system is going to automate some of that follow-up for you so you don't have to manually do every little thing. But you got to have something in place to at least track all of these leads. That way, things don't fall through the cracks, your team can follow up with them, and you can get more of these patients in your door. Step number eight, or tip number eight for your marketing software, is your email marketing. You want to be able to send out your educational content that you create to your patient's inbox. You're going to have a list of patients and leads, and you want to continue to nurture them and communicate with them by being in their email inbox. This helps keep you top of mind, helps them keep seeing your face, your name, your brand. It helps nurture them. It helps reactivate patients you haven't seen in a while. So there's tons of value in being in the inbox and doing your email marketing. So focus on that. Okay, so to recap, we have seven actionable steps. I'm going to review them really quick again. Number one, your website. Audit your website. Take a look and see how that's doing. Make sure that it's meeting those three goals that we talked about. Number two and number three is your Google domination program. Google Ads and SEO. You got to be able to position yourself well on the Google search results page. Step number four is social ads, but think about it differently. You're not just going to pull in a bunch of patients just by running new patient specials. You have to start at the top of the funnel, educate, promote, nurture that audience, and then get them to come in. The lead quality will be better. The people will be more committed to the care. It'll be better quality leads and patients for your practice. Number five is going to be patient reviews. Automate your review collection, respond to reviews. Number six is going to be your referral program, being more intentional on how you drive referrals into your practice. And then step number seven is going to be your marketing software, the tool and softwares that you use to help automate, streamline, and track your practice's growth. This is all stuff that you can start implementing right away for your practice, actionable items. And if you need help, let us know, because a lot of this is technical and there's lots of moving pieces. We're here to support those efforts and get your practice moving in the right direction. If you want to see how your practice is currently doing, we do have a free audit that you can run on your own digital marketing or digital presence, your online footprint. It'll crawl your website, it'll look at your social presence, it'll see your Google listings, it'll see how you're doing and kick out a report for you with actionable steps to help make that better. It'll show you where you're currently ranking and all those good things. All you have to do is go to chirobasics.com/audit, and you'll be able to, you know, punch your business information in, and it will kick out a report for you. That's totally free, you know, no obligation. We want you to see and have visibility to what's currently happening online for your practice. So that way, you know the steps that you have to take and where you have to focus and how you can dominate 2022 and see the growth that you want to see. If you have questions, reach out to us. We're here to help. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.